Support for this podcast and the following message come from McDonald's. Before anything happens, safety comes first, which is why McDonald's created and implemented nationwide COVID safety guidelines for every restaurant. To learn more, visit mcdonalds.com/safety.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Attorneys for the Trump campaign vowing to take their challenge to the election results in Pennsylvania to the Supreme Court. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports on the campaign's latest legal setback, the rejection by a federal appeals court of the campaign's claims.
One judge in the case said the Trump campaign's allegations of widespread voter fraud at polling stations across the state lacked merit. University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias says the Supreme Court is almost certain to deny any appeal.
It just seems unlikely that the Supreme Court is going to rule in a way that would help the Trump campaign at this point, at least as to Pennsylvania, given what they've done so far.
The appeals court rejection is the latest blow to Trump's claims that election results in the swing states where he lost were rigged. Trump has yet to concede 3 weeks after the race was called for now president-elect Joe Biden. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The Trump campaign and its supporters have also failed to convince judges of election irregularities in Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Meanwhile, the campaign is expected to mount another legal challenge to the results, this one in Wisconsin, where Milwaukee, the state's largest county, has completed a recount the campaign had demanded. It shows Joe Biden's lead increased by more than 130 votes, a recount in Dane County expected to be completed tomorrow. In Canada, a senior military officer has been given the job of leading the rollout of coronavirus vaccines. Dan Karpinchuk reports the military has been quietly planning the distribution for months.
Former NATO commander Major General Danny Fortin will oversee what's expected to be a massive logistics operation delivering vaccines to millions of Canadians in the coming months. There are more than two dozen military staff working out of the National Public Health Agency. They include operational planners, pharmacists, healthcare administrators, engineers, and IT experts. Ottawa wants more than half of Canadians immunized by next September.
Cities around the country, especially in the South, continuing to reevaluate their memorials to the Confederacy. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that several in the past week have come closer to making decisions.
City commissioners in Brunswick, Georgia, voted Wednesday to completely remove a monument of an unnamed Confederate soldier. It stood in the center of the port town since 1902. Meanwhile, Asheville, North Carolina is moving closer to taking down a 50-foot monument to a Confederate military officer and former governor who owned more than a dozen enslaved people. And in Franklin, Tennessee, the city board decided unanimously to add a statue of a Black Union soldier to the public square, where it will face a Confederate monument. The new statue, intended to honor African-American regiments during the Civil War, is scheduled for a dedication on Juneteenth next year. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Iran is vowing revenge for the assassination of a top nuclear scientist. President Hassan Rouhani today joined other top Iranian officials in blaming Israel and telling a televised cabinet meeting that Iran will respond in a proper time. Later in the day, Iran's supreme leader released a statement on Twitter calling for what he called definitive punishment. Scientists have confirmed that an elusive rodent in eastern Africa applies poison to its own fur. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that the African crested rat also has an unexpected social life.
The African crested rat is the only mammal known to defend itself using a plant toxin. This rodent chews on the bark of a poisonous tree, then uses the saliva mixture to coat some special hairs on its flanks. This behavior was observed in only one animal about a decade ago, but now in the Journal of Mammalogy, scientists say they trapped 25 more of these creatures, and about half of them did it when offered the toxic tree branches. Scientists had assumed these animals lived solitary lives, but some of the trapped animals seemed to know each other. And when scientists put two pals in the same enclosure, they groomed each other and snuggled. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Police in Sacramento looking for the gunman in a deadly shooting at a mall. Authorities say one person was killed, another has life-threatening wounds. A Sacramento police spokesman says officers responded to a call of shots fired at the Arden Fair Mall just after 6 p.m. yesterday. This is NPR News.